Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We're going to begin with some upcoming performances through Duke Performances. Lend Me Your Voice, hosted by Nick Sanborn, will be performing Friday, November 1st, Saturday, November 2nd at 8 p.m. at the Nelson Music Room. Tickets for this performance are $24 and $15 if you are age 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students, and this is a general admission seating. Just a quick reminder, you can call the University Box Office between Monday and Friday between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for ticket information, and that phone number is 919-684-4444. Durham is becoming a magnet for great musicians from all over, and Wisconsin native Nick Sanborn is one of the busiest of those transplants. It seems like Sanborn plays with every band in town, from Megaphone to The Love Language to Sylvan Esso, not to mention Milwaukee's Stalwart's Field Report and collections of colonies of bees. For two nights, Sanborn will have a rare chance to gather all these exceptional musicians together in one place. One by one, he will bring these collaborators and friends on stage, building a once-in-a-lifetime band. With the audience arranged in the round in the intimate space of the Nelson Music Room, Sanborn will trace the strands that make up a thriving cross-country musical community. Featuring Brad Cook from Megaphone, Aaron Fine from Headlights and Psychic Twin, Amelia Meath from Mountain Man and Sylvan Esso, Chris Porterfield from Field Report, Chris Rosenau from Collections of Colonies of Bees, William Tyler from Lamb Chop, Silver Jews, and Paper Hats, and Joe Westerlund from Megaphone and Grandma Sparrow. Again, Lend Me Your Voice will be hosted by Nick Sanborn, will be performed Friday, November 1st and Saturday, November 2nd at 8 p.m. at the Nelson Music Room. Why Music Concert Number 1 will be performing Tuesday, November 5th. At the Casbah in Durham, this performance will take place at 8 p.m. Tickets are $15 and $10 for Duke students, and this is a general admission seat, but seating is provided. New York Style, a sexist Y Music, combines all the prestige and virtuosity of classical music degrees with all the attitude and energy of an indie rock band, and that's a quote from Pace Magazine. They thrive comfortably in both spheres, bringing classical polish to indie rock artists from Sufjan Stevens to Dirty Projectors and Indie Rockfire to contemporary classical composers from Gabriel Kahn to Nico Mulli. Y Music's year-long university residency will feature two complimentary concerts at Durham's intimate Casbah nightclub. In November, they perform new works from their forthcoming second record. In March, after working for a year with the Duke Composition Program, they play works by up-and-coming graduate composers. Again, Y Music Concert Number 1 will be performed at 8 p.m. at the Casbah in Durham, and that takes place Tuesday, November 5th. Measure Back, created by T. Ryder Smith and Christopher McLaurin, will be performed Wednesday, November 6th, Thursday, November 7th, Friday, November 8th, and Saturday, November 9th at 8:15 p.m. at the Man Bites Dog Theater. Tickets for these performances, $22, $15 for ages 30 and under, and again, $10 for Duke students, and this is a general admission seating. OBE award-winning director Christopher McLaurin and Drama Desk award-winning actor T. Ryder Smith team up to create Measure Back, an immersive mixed-media theater experience that draws from the evening news and Homer's Trojan War to examine the ubiquity of war. A trio of actors led by Smith stand as soldiers, while the audience acts alternatively as spectators, participants, and subjects of the war unfolding around them. Will you question authority or follow orders? Will you participate or resist? Can you change the course of war, or is it predetermined? A shared theatrical journey, Measure Back is a fierce and sometimes darkly comic attempt to seek out the roots of warfare within us. Can Measure Back will have a couple of performances at the Man Bites Dog Theater, November 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th at 8:15 p.m. To purchase tickets or for more information about any of these performances, you can call the University Box Office between Monday and Friday, 11 a.m. through 6 p.m. And that phone number one more time is 919-684-4444. A couple performances coming up at the Carolina Theater. The Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street in Durham. Phone number for ticket information is 919-560-3030. Celtic Thunder will be performing Wednesday, October 30th at 7:30 p.m. at the Carolina Theater. Tickets for this performance are $35 to $75. Celtic Thunder live shows are known for the use of dramatic effects via lightning and choreography, as well as a stage set resembling an ancient stone pathway suggestive of those referenced in Celtic lore. Celtic Thunder has performed on the CBS Saturday Show's Second Cup Cafe, the Today Show, as well as the White House for President and Mrs. Obama at their St. Patrick's Day celebration. They have played such illustrious venues as the Noki LA Live in Los Angeles, Radio City Music Hall and the Beacon Theater in New York, the Aganis Arena and Wayne Center in Boston, and has performed at the White House for President Obama, as well as functions for the Irish Premier Brian Cowan, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, UN Commissioner for Human Rights Mary Robinson, the U.S. troops of the 69th Regiment, and at the opening of the Boston Celtics at TD North Bank Garden game by singing the American National Anthem. Hailed as Billboard's Top World Artist, Album and Imprint of 2009 and 2011, their fans have reached global proportions with a continued success. Again, Celtic Thunder will be performing at the Carolina Theater Wednesday, October 30th at 7:30 p.m. Hugh Laurie will also be at the Carolina Theater Friday, November 1st at 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance are $35 to $95. After the huge success of his debut album, Let Them Talk, on which he celebrated and revived classic material from the world of NOLA blues, Hugh Laurie will release his second album, Didn't It Rain, with Warner Music Entertainment. Didn't It Rain sees Hugh Laurie depart the sounds of New Orleans as he follows the trajectory of the blues upstream and into the American heartland. It includes songs dating back to early pioneers W.C. Handy, St. Louis Blues, and Jelly Roll Morton, I Hate a Man Like You, to more recent artists such as Dr. John, Wild Honey, and Alan Price of the Animals, Changes. Quote, I have resolved to forge on deeper into the forest of American music that has enchanted me since I was a small boy, explains Laurie. And the further I go, the more bewitched I became, both by the songs and by the people I've been lucky enough to play with. Again, Hugh Laurie will be at the Carolina Theater Friday, November 1st. Chris Hardwick appears at the Carolina Theater Friday, November 8th at 8 p.m., and tickets for this performance are $30 to $50. Chris Hardwick is a stand-up comedian, chart-topping podcaster, television personality, contributor for Wired magazine, and creative head of the multi-platform media behemoth known as Nerdist Industries. Chris is the founder of Nerdist Industries, which has grown to include the Nerdist.com website, a premium YouTube channel with several hundred thousand subscribers, the Nerdist News Daily e-newsletters, 1.9 million Twitter fans, a podcast network including the flagship Nerdist podcast that averages 4.8 million monthly downloads, and most recently, The Nerdist, a comedy variety talk show broadcast on BBC America. Additionally, Nerdist hosts live events such as the Nerdist Podcast Live and the Course of the Force, an annual Comic-Con lightsaber relay in partnership with Lucasfilms Ltd. On top of his Nerdist responsibilities, Chris is the face of AMC's Live After Show Talking Dead, which discusses the highly rated show The Walking Dead. He was recently featured in a one-hour stand-up special, Chris Hardwick Mandroid, on Comedy Central in November 2012, which is now available on DVD. Nerdist Industries is headquartered at Meltdown Comics in Hollywood. Chris Hardwick again appears at the Carolina Theater Friday, November 8th at 8 p.m. And for any information about any of these performances at the Carolina Theater, that phone number one more time is 919-560-3030. We have a couple of performances coming up at DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center. DPAC is located at 123 Vivian Street in downtown Durham. World-renowned singer-songwriter India Arie will be performing October 29th at 7:30 p.m. 2013 continues to be a very busy year for India Arie. The Soulbird presents a Somversation with India Arie 2013 North American Tour comes in support of India's acclaimed fifth studio album, Somversation, which was released June 25th and received rave reviews and marks her fifth number one on the Billboard R&B album chart and fifth top 10 debut on the Billboard 200. In addition to prepping for the U.S. tour, India has made a number of recent national television appearances in support of the Somversation on shows including Good Morning America, The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, BET Awards, and a two-episode special on Oprah Winfrey's Super Soul Sunday. World-renowned and award-winning singer-songwriter India Arie came onto the national music scene in 2001 with her Motown Records debut, Acoustic Soul. She followed up in 2002 with her sophomore release, Voyage to India, and then in 2006 released her third album, the more personally expressive Testimony Volume 1, Life and Relationship. Testimony Volume 2, Love and Politics, her fourth studio album, released in 2009. All four releases received critical acclaim and made India a highly respected and noted artist in a very short amount of time. She has sold an impressive 10 million albums worldwide and has received numerous awards and nominations, including a staggering 21 Grammy nominations, 4 Grammy Awards, 3 NAACP Image Awards, as well as awards from BET, Billboard, MTV, VH1, Vogue Fashion, Essence Magazine, and others. In between touring and writing music, India also finds time to help promote causes close to her heart. She is an avid supporter of female empowerment and is the U.S. ambassador for UNICEF. She recently formed Soulbird, a new lifestyle company with the mission to spread love, healing, peace, and joy through the power of words and music. All guests will require a ticket for this performance, regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 will be admitted to the theater. To better serve the Deepak concert, comedy, and Broadway fans, online sales to this event will be restricted to residents of North Carolina. If you live outside the approved sales area, you can still purchase tickets by calling the Deepak Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. Coming up October 31st at Deepak, John Legend with special guest Tamar Braxton, and that performance begins at 7:30 p.m. Halloween is all treats this year with 9-time Grammy winner John Legend makes his much-anticipated return to Deepak on October 31st. This stop is part of his North American Made to Love tour in support of his upcoming album, Love in the Future, that came out on September 3rd. Love in the Future, executive produced by Legend, Kanye West, and Dave Tozer, will be Legend's fourth studio album and features guest appearances from Rick Ross, Stacey Barth, and Seal. John Legend is a 9-time Grammy Award-winning recording artist, critically acclaimed concert performer, philanthropist, social activist, and was named one of Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People in 2009. In 2007, Legend launched the Show Me campaign, a nonprofit organization fighting poverty around the world. That same year, he received the Special Starlight Award from the Songwriters Hall of Fame. In early 2012, Legend released one of the hottest songs of his career, the RIAA Gold Certified hit Tonight, Best You've Ever Had, which sat atop the Urban AC radio chart for 6 consecutive weeks. And the sales to this event, just like the other one, will be restricted to residents of North Carolina and areas of Southern Virginia. If you live outside or have a billing address outside the approved sales area, you can still purchase tickets by calling the Deepak Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. Again, John Legend appears at Deepak on October 31st at 7:30 p.m. Also at Deepak on November 3rd at 7 p.m., John Fogerty, Grammy Award-winning Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and also one of Rolling Stone's 100 Great Guitarists. John Fogerty's new album, Wrote a Song for Everyone, has entered the Billboard's top 200 album charts at number 3, selling 51,319 copies its first week. This marks the Grammy Award-winning Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee's highest debuting album of his career, including Creedence Clearwater Revival releases. In addition, this is Fogerty's highest charting record since 1985's Centerfield hit number 1. one of rock's most important artists and a national treasure who sold more than 100 million albums, Fogerty will be performing at DPAC November 3rd. Produced by Fogerty, Wrote a Song for Everyone is generating widespread praise and has received Rolling Stone magazine's highest rating, a rare 5 stars, in a lead review. A celebration of his iconic songbook, the album is a collection of 14 songs, 12 classics and deep tracks, CCR and solo material, from his remarkable canon of hits recorded in collaboration with today's biggest superstars from the country, pop, and rock worlds, plus 2 brand new solo songs, including the new single and video, Mystic Highway. Wrote a Song for Everyone was released by Vanguard Records on May 28th, Fogerty's birthday, when he performed a sold-out, intimate, one-night-only album release and birthday bash concert at the E.I. Ray Theater in Los Angeles that was broadcast on AXS-TV and also simulcast on legendary radio station KLOS 95.5 FM in Los Angeles. Wrote a Song for Everyone marks the singer, songwriter, and guitarist's 9th studio solo album since disbanding Creedence Clearwater Revival. Mixed by Bob Clearmountain, it was recorded in L.A. and Nashville, except for Proud Mary, which was recorded in New Orleans with Alan Toussaint and the Rebirth Brass Band. Fogerty recorded Fortunate Son with Foo Fighters at their 606 studio using the legendary Neve recording console featured in the number one iTunes documentary Sound City. Again, John Fogerty will be performing at DPAC November 3rd at 7 p.m. And like the other previous performances, this sale is restricted to residents of North Carolina. For ticket information or to purchase tickets for any of these performances at DPAC, you can call them at 919-680-2787. There are a couple of more upcoming events you might be interested in. There is still time to see Louis Anderson at Goodnight's Comedy Club. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located at 861 West Morgan Street in downtown Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-828-5233. And this performance is from Louis Anderson is October 25th and 26th. This performance is rated R, so it is for a 21 and older audience. Louis Anderson is one of the most versatile and successful comedians working in Hollywood today, loved by the television audiences who never missed his nightly hit series Family Feud or his appearances on the late-night chat shows. He is adored by standing-room-only crowds in Las Vegas and respected by readers of his books. He is worshipped by the rising comics he mentors and encourages with his honesty and wisdom. Sharing the ups and downs of his childhood experiences as one of 11 children in Minnesota, Louis crafted comedy routines that rang true for his early club audiences while reducing them to helpless fits of laughter, routines that led him from his career as a counselor to troubled children to the first place trophy at the 1981 Midwest Comedy Competition. Henny Youngman, who hosted the competition, recognized the diamond in the rough genius of the young comic and hired him as a writer, providing invaluable experience that soon put Louis in his own spotlight on comedy stages all over the country. Johnny Carson, the comedy icon for generations of rising stars, invited Louis to make his national television debut on The Tonight Show in 1984, and the rest is history. Leno, Letterman, Comic Relief, and Showtime and HBO specials followed, making Louis a household name and opening doors for him as an actor. He has guest starred in sitcoms like Grace Under Fire and dramas like Touched by an Angel and Chicago Hope, and he has had memorable feature roles in film comedies like Coming to America opposite of Eddie Murphy and the classic Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He is also the host of the hilarious Comedy Showcase, the late-night series that follows Saturday Night Live. In 1995, Louis put his creative energies to work on the Saturday morning animated series Life with Louis. The long-running series, based on Louis's own childhood and his life with his father, won 3 Humanitas Prizes for writing on a children's animated series, making him the only 3-time recipient of this award. It also earned a Genesis Award for its depiction of the proper treatment of animals, and most significantly, 2 Emmy Awards. His best-selling books include Dear Dad, Letters from an Adult Child, a collection of alternatively touching and outrageous letters from Louis to his late father, and Goodbye Jumbo, Hello Cruel World, self-help for those who struggle with self-esteem issues, as only an award-winning comedian could write. Again, Louis Anderson's at Goodnight Comedies Club, October 25th and 26th. Phone number for ticket information is 919-828-5233. A couple of performances coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Duke Energy Center is located at 2 East South Street in downtown Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-996-8700, and you can call them for ticket information or to purchase tickets. On November 1st through the 3rd at the Memorial Auditorium, Dora the Explorer will be there. Dora, her best buddy Boots the Monkey, and the rest of their friends embark on an exciting trip to Treasure Island. The audience helps them navigate over Dancing Mountain, those silly singing bridge, and to confront the pirate piggies. Along the way, the audience will use their map reading, counting, musical, and language skills to successfully help Dora reach the treasure. All ends happily on stage with a yo-ho-ho. VIP tickets include top price seat location plus a goodie bag, and the goodie bag should be picked up prior to the show in the lobby. Children 1 year and older will require a ticket. Price ranges for these performances are $14 to $47. Showtimes November 1st, 10:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. November 2nd, 11 a.m., 2 p.m. and again at 5 p.m. And November 3rd, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. 50 Shades the Musical will be at the Fletcher Opera Theater November 1st and the 2nd. 50 Shades is a very good laugh and is impossible to resist, and that's a quote from the Chicago Tribune. 50 Shades the Musical, the hilarious parody of the 50 Shades of Grey phenomenon, will return to Raleigh on November 1st and 2nd. A sexy, hysterical musical romp, 50 Shades the Musical is a laugh-out-loud night of fun that you won't want to miss. A resounding hit in Chicago and New York, and at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, 50 Shades the Musical opens with a ladies' book club deciding to read 50 Shades of Grey. Through their interpretation of the novel, the audience is led on an uproarious roller coaster ride of this unlikely bestseller. The show is full of dance numbers and original songs delivered by an outrageous cast with a live onstage band. Experience the show that had sold out audiences in Raleigh in April. Scream for more. November 1st, the showtime is 8 p.m. November 2nd, 2 p.m. and again at 8 p.m. And tickets for this performance are $47. Again, that phone number to purchase tickets is 919-996-8700. Time to read a couple of upcoming things through Pinecone. Join bluegrass musicians of all levels at the Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Raleigh on the second and fourth Monday of every month. The jam runs from 7 to 10 p.m. Whether you're a first-time jammer or a veteran, you're welcome to learn the tunes and play along, or just listen and observe. For more information, please contact jam leaders Doug Pratt at dpratt14@nc.rr.com. Again, that email address is dpratt14@nc.rr.com. Pinecone and Tiernanogue co-sponsor an open Irish music session every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. or later. The session is open to musicians of all skill levels and encourages singing as well. All musicians, singers, instruments, dancers, and listeners are welcome. Bring your favorite tunes and songs to share or play along. The session features mostly Irish-style songs and tunes, jigs, reels, etc., but also welcomes offerings or suggestions from other musical genres. Anyone wishing to lead or start a song or tune for the group has the opportunity to do so. Musicians of all abilities are encouraged to join in. Set lists usually are available at the session. The session is an excellent venue to get started playing Irish music, as well as a great session for experienced players. The ages of the participants range from 8 to 80 years old. A couple of other upcoming things through Pinecone. There's an open mic every Monday, 7 p.m., and an acoustic jam first and third Wednesdays at 7 p.m., at Loco Lou's Coffee House, located at 5210 Holly Ridge Drive in Raleigh. For more information, you can call them at 919-755-6337. There's also an acoustic picking session and a North Carolina Songwriters open mic the first Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. at The Cave, located at 452 and a half Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. Phone number for more information for that is 919-968-9308. There is an open mic every Monday from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Oliver Twist Lounge, located at 8111-137 Creedmoor Road in Raleigh. Phone number is 919-844-4426. There's also a couple of old-time jam sessions. Old-time music session every Tuesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the High Strung Violins and Guitars, located at 1805 West Markham Avenue in Durham. Phone number for more information for that is 919-286-3801. And there is also an old-time jam session the second and fourth Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 12 noon at the Chapel Hill Farmers Market between a Southern Season and the KW Cafeteria in Chapel Hill. For information, you can go to their website, thechapelhillfarmersmarket.com. Again, that's all one word, thechapelhillfarmersmarket.com. There is a dulcimer jam Thursdays from 7 to 9 p.m. The first Thursdays are at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center at 119 Ambassador Loop in Cary. The third Thursday, the Carolina Dulcimers, is at the Carrollwood Retirement Community in Chapel Hill. The phone number for that is 919-413-5568. And coming up this week on Saturday, October 26, an evening with Pickney, Sutton, Bula, Bales, and Cobb at the Motorco Music Hall in Durham. Phone number for information is 919-560-3030. And on Wednesday, October 30th, there is a bluegrass soiree at the Irregardless Cafe in downtown Raleigh. Phone number for that is 919-833-8898. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen again, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138.